you till I find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I seek you, I seek you, I will find you.
How often in our daily life do we hear people say things like, so-and-so told me to come and do this thing. And we go on about our business, and usually we just say, oh, they're doing that because they were told to do it. But how many times have people been caught doing something wrong and then said that they were only doing it because they had been told to do it? That's what happened after World War II. A lot of the Nazis soldiers who were arrested said that they were only following orders, and this was not accepted as a reasonable explanation. And why? Why? Because at the base of everything, we know that human beings have a certain level of responsibility, right? And that we're able to make decisions under the severest of pressure. Under the severest of pressure, we still are making decisions how we will do it. When we have no physical control, we still are able to decide how we will be affected in our minds and what we will do with life in our mind, even when we have no physical control. A man comes up to a teller and tells the teller, "Your grandmother," the teller's grandmother, "told me to come and rob this bank." Does the teller say, "Why is my grandmother doing this to me?" Then why do we blame God for the actions of men? "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Exodus 20, verse 7. There's a lot of tragedies that are taking place in our world today. Tragedies all over, horrible things happening to individuals, people who are unarmed, people who have lived good lives, people who are too young to even know what this level of trouble is. Tragedies are taking place, and people are wondering, is God doing this? Is God silent? Where is God in all of this? Well, friends, I want to remind you today that in your everyday life, number one, you do not blame your best friend for what your enemy does. And number two, no matter who someone says told them to do wrong, you don't blame that person for what the person who did the wrong has done. Let's go to the source. The theme of our teaching is seek you. We're seeking God. Our whole goal is to seek you, God. That's our goal. He said he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He said, "Seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart." He says, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it will be opened unto you." We have a responsibility to do our own research. He said, "Study to show yourself approved unto God. Be a workman who doesn't need to be ashamed, who knows how to rightly divide the word of truth." Even a child is known by his doings, whether his works be true and whether they be right. This is the fact of our lives. So when you look around and you hear of the trouble in the world and you see bad things happening from people who call themselves Christians or Christian institutions that are full of trouble, and you keep hearing bad news about what's going on in these religious institutions, remember, number one, everybody has trouble. Number two, the Bible says is that the ones who would walk godly will suffer persecution, right? The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God will deliver them from them all. And a lot of times people just think, oh, persecution, that means they think somebody's doing something to them. But don't you know that the devil persecutes people as well? He's called our adversary, our enemy, a lion that's roaring, trying to devour for a reason. Why do you think that when you try to do well, you have 1,000 negative things happen to you at once? Things that are trying to pull you away from doing good. Where do you think that comes from? Is it just coincidence? Or are you being persecuted by Satan, who wants you to fall so far away from the good that not only will you be a reproach to the name of God, but you'll feel that you can never come back to him? God is love. God is merciful. God is righteous. He believes in justice, a true justice. True justice, not the kind of justice that we deal with in our world today, but a real, true justice that looks at every aspect and doesn't let anything fall by the wayside. A justice that considers every desire of the heart, every thought of the mind, every effort made for good, and every time good was ignored. This is God, a loving God, a providing God, a long-suffering God. One who, because he did not destroy the evil immediately, the evil people believe they can continue on. But destruction is coming. God holds out because he wants them to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain, Exodus 27. I've had people tell me the Inquisition was an act of Christians. No, the Inquisition was not an act of Christians. It was an act against Christians. People who were in a religious structure, a religio-political structure, persecuted Christians and Jewish people and gypsies. I wasn't run by Christians, real Christians. You can call yourself anything, but Christian is not an ethnicity. It's not a hemisphere. If you're not going to reflect the character, love, and nature of Jesus, then you need to stop dragging his name through the streets, because people are watching. And you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Brethren, let us love one another, because love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one that doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love. That's 1 John 4:7-8. Remember today, it doesn't matter what people say, but what they do. Their works. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Just like the old saying, your actions speak louder than your words. Why does that go for everyone except those who claim to be connected to God? If the people do not act like God, then they are not gods. Jesus said to the people, you're acting like your father, because if you were acting like the father, you would love me, because the father sent me. You're acting like your father, the devil. And these were very religious people. It was their intent to follow the religion to the letter. They actually wanted to be approved by God, but they had taken over control of their life and their behavior and their thoughts from God. And when you take back control, God is not the one running your life. Don't blame him for what the enemy has done. Now, for these larger things, why on earth are bad things happening? What is going on in a world where people feel comfortable murdering randomly hurting, destroying, spreading evil. Jesus told us before what would happen. In Matthew 24, he said, "And because of the abundance of evil, the love of many will grow cold." He said, "Beware, don't let anybody deceive you. For many will come in my name, and they'll say, 'I'm the living God, the Messiah,' and will deceive many." It's going to happen. Now, let's back up. I want to say that again. Many will come in my name, he said. In my name. If they come in his name, but they don't look like him, they are not from him.
You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I'll seek you till I find you. You are a rewarder. I seek you, I will find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I seek you till I find you.